Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
To the Marketing Your Practice show. Tony Rose, Angus Pike from Adio Media here. Wherever you're listening or watching, g'day mate.
G'day bud, coming to you from a halfway built new studio.
Yes, so, very exciting.
Those of you that are watching YouTube, Facebook, wherever on our website, then you'll see some changes in the background here as we're going along over the coming weeks. There should be a few less interruptions as we move forwards as well, so that's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting, very exciting. New digs are always fun, and we're going to be bringing not only new digs, but new content over the weeks coming. Very excited about what we've got coming up, and very excited about what we've just launched as well, and very excited about what we're going to share today, our top four lessons from interviewing 10 social media experts, which we've done over the past few weeks, and it's been very, very enlightening and very, very good fun as well. So we'll share those with you.
So my role in the interviews has been minimal. So I'm interested to kind of chat with you about it too. So we have a social media summit coming up, which launches April 28th, 29th. So if you head on over to adiomedia.com/social-media-summit or just check the show notes. If you're looking at Facebook Live, it'll be down beneath it, YouTube. Just check down beneath there, you'll get that link as well. But basically social, it's a hyphen really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hyphen.
Yeah, social hyphen media hyphen summit. Next time we'll make it easy for you guys to kind of remember there too. So we've got 10 hours of interviews there that you can watch absolutely for free. It's a great resource. We get questions each and every week in around, I get that I should be trying to reach out to my community. I understand so much of this in business for us, I don't mean to simplify it, is a maths game. The more people that you have quality relationships with, the more people that you that know, like, and trust you under the umbrella of as a healthcare practitioner, then the more people that are going to come and see you. So it really is as simple as that. So if you're trying to find, and there are many tools, the one we'll talk about today, social media can be a really powerful tool for you to build lots of relationships all at once. Now, the challenge with it is that things have changed enormously over the last 5 years. And it's got to the stage now in terms of, if we look at supply and demand, is that Facebook has such a massive supply of information that's coming into it. So of the 2 billion plus of us that are on social media platforms, and we're all posting multiple times a day, that my feed is overrun with information. And so the social media platforms want to give me a good experience, otherwise I'm going to get off there. And so it's making, the focus is this, and Zuckerberg has said really clearly, is it's about creating meaningful interactions, creating meaningful engagement, meaningful relationships also. So that's tricky for us, because it used to be simple to get on there for us to build an audience of people who knew, like, and trust us. And now all of a sudden, no one's seeing our content anymore. So hence the birth of the Social Media Summit. We kind of, obviously Tony and I have studied far wide and deep with this too, but we reached out to, you know, 10 of our mentors, and Tony spent time kind of getting knee to knee with each of those two. So what I want to talk to today is I'm going to kind of interview Tony a little bit about what did he learn from it. And again, if you want to dive deeper into this, then head on over to adiomedia.com/social-. Hyphen.
You'll get it down below. It'll be in the comments. We'll put it in the comments afterwards and underneath the show description. So, yes, it's very exciting, and we're pumped to have it going live. As Angus said, you can watch it for free when it goes live. Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. We'll have all the interviews there, and you can sink your teeth into it.
Great.
Which is cool.
All right, so let's dive straight into it, because we've got a lot to talk about today as well. So, step number one.
Yeah, well, the number one thing that came across from all the interviews that I did with all the experts was this concept of authenticity. It was just a resounding big time for everyone I spoke to, was just being your authentic self. Now, what does that mean for practitioners? Is that what it means is one of the biggest mistakes that everyone said that everyone was making was trying to put out, whether it's content or whether it's the style of content, in a way that you think you should be doing it, or in a way that you've seen other people doing it, and you go, oh, I'm just going to copy what Angus does, and I'm going to do it that way. Now, it might work for certain things, but in the long game of the social media game, it's not going to work well for you. You can imagine walking into a party or into a function and pretending to be someone else that you're not. People are going to be a bit turned off by that, and they're going to be a little bit freaked out somehow because you're not being your authentic self. So we need to be putting across the message that Tony Rose gives is different to even the message that Angus gives in the way that we deliver it. And so you've got your own story and your own style that you need to be putting across in your social media. And Mari Connor, one of the experts we interviewed, gave a great example of her dentist, who's a very laid-back kind of dentist, and he wants to kind of reshape dentistry into something that is done with a mate. It's not done with someone who's on this pedestal of a practitioner and almost godlike kind of dentist, and I'm going to fear the dentist. It's almost like walking into the guy's lounge room and you're sitting down having a chat and all sort of stuff. But that's his style. And as Mari said, his patients love it. Other people would go, I don't want that. I want someone to be dead set clinical, and well, they're going to go to a different dentist. But for him to attract the people that he wants to hang out with, he needs to be his authentic self. So number one thing is authenticity.
So I reckon you know where this kind of goes along to, because you can't be one thing, and we've seen this in all sorts of relationships, whether they be friendships or intimate relationships. When we're one thing at the beginning of our relationship and then we change, then the relationship is not going to last. So if we put out on the social media platforms, again, either way, that we are all serious and clinical and that kind of stuff, and that person comes in, and then you are all laid back and you practice in a Hawaiian short and no shoes, those kind of things too, that's going to be really confusing. There's a breakdown inside of that. In advertising and marketing, we often kind of talk about this concept of ad scent. It needs to flow all the way through. And I guess what I would remind you there too is there's an audience for everybody. Like there is. Whatever you want to be doing, it's the most wonderful thing that certainly social media, it helps us to find that audience. You know, there's musicians out there that play their idea of music that's just not for me. I look at it and I go, "That how?" But there is. So whether you be, you know, Susan Boyle, Ed Sheeran, Metallica, you know, we can all find an audience. And the great thing in terms of, you know, when we're wanting to run a healthcare practice, we don't need tens of thousands of patients. When you're doing a great job, okay, we can find our tribe. We can find a group of people. You know, we often hear about this 1,000 true fans. I'd go as far as to say, if you had 1,000 people regularly coming to see you, you've got an epic practice there as well. So I like that idea of authenticity, which doesn't mean, you know, I hear Tony Robbins often talk about modeling. I like that idea. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. We're going to talk to you about strategies and ways that you can add flavoring to the way that you communicate to make sure that you have more impact, more reach, more influence, to make sure that you can get better results of the way that you're communicating. But there's certainly lots of different ways that you can go about it. So, you know, we have, we'll talk about video a little bit later on. We have what we refer to as our 5-part video template. So it's a blueprint that helps to guide people through putting videos together, from how an introduction is done through to a call to action there as well. But then it needs to be you that's delivering that. I'll deliver it with my way of going about things. Your way is slightly different there too. So I like that authenticity. And my encouragement to you guys is, one, you are enough. There's an audience there for you. There really is. Hang true on that too and find out. And you know the other thing too? Sometimes it does take a little bit of time to find your voice too.
Absolutely. Sure. The confidence to actually let Tony Rose shine, or let yourself shine. It does take some practice, some time, some work, and finding what it is that you want to be, not only the style, but what you want to be talking about or what you want to be sharing, that it's your unique gift. So spend some time working on that.
Yeah, so for those of you that are joining us now, we're chatting through the top four things that Tony learned from preparing for the social media summit. So if you jump on now, ask a favor of you, you can hit like, let us know that you're there, say hi, let us know where you're from too. And if you feel so inclined, if you want to share today's live video as well. So our goal, our mission here at at Adio Media is really to help liberate healthcare practitioners. This is what all this stuff is about there too. So hit like, say hi to us. I'm checking in on the feed there. I can see there's a bunch of you all watching us today. So big hello if you're here watching us live. So point number two, Tony.
Number two, and this was a big one, was about community, concept of community. And highlighted by no one more than David Glenwright, when he used the example of, networking. And social media, in a lot of ways, is a bit like networking. Now, he used the example that you wouldn't walk into a networking event and do one of two things. You wouldn't walk in and shove your business cards in someone's face and then walk away. And you would also wouldn't walk into a networking event and expect everyone just to run up to you saying, I want to come and see you. I want to come and see you. No, it would take multiple events or meetings to get some rapport with the group. Find out what the group is like, the dynamic of the group. What do they like to hear? What do they don't like to hear? You give your pitch or your spiel about yourself a few times. And then on meeting four or five, someone might come in and go, hi, Tony, nice to see you. And then, you wouldn't just shove your business card in their face and say, hey, come and see me. You would start a conversation in this community of like-minded people who want to share themselves and share their business with others. You would converse with these people in this community. That's what these experts were saying. This is what social media is all about. Mm. It's coming together in a community of shared either likes, passions, interests, where they can share information and share their story with other like-minded people.
So we've all been to barbecues, house parties, events where we've struck up a conversation with a stranger, a new person there too, and they've then spent the next 15, 20, 30 minutes talking about themselves, and the whole time it's like, how do I get out of this? So that idea too is that if you were at that event, you wouldn't immediately go up to somebody and the first thing that you would say to them is offer them a half price visit to come into your practice. So many of the reasons that people fail on social media is that that's what they're doing. They're out there yelling about them. They're out there making offers too early in the relationship. And we talk about this in lots of different ways, whether it be, the metaphor of asking for marriage on the first date. We try and move too quickly in it. Somebody who's a master at, going in around parties and things like that is in communication. They spend most of the time listening, asking questions, pulling information out there. The goal of the communication, the conversation, is to make that person feel good. And so what that might look like on our social media platforms is, and I think there's, our content tends to come under two kind of umbrellas. So your content that's about them, it's problem solving, it's giving. The more that you give, there is some truth in that concept, the more you give, the more you will receive. Now, it's not about giving and never asking back. There are subtle ways we have call to action and we need to do that as well. But we want to get on there, we want to problem solve. And there is a way to build expertise, there is a way to build authority and celebrity, all those kind of things by us getting on there going, who's my audience? What are their problems? What solutions do I have for those? And how can I just give freely? So one of those things, if you've not ever read Robert Cialdini's book, he has a great book called Influence. So Cialdini, it's spelled with a C, C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I. It's a book that we should all read. Not only is it, my phone falling off there. Not only is it a really great book about marketing and advertising, it's really a great book about influence. Obviously it's titled it. And we all need influence, whether it's me as a dad, as a partner, all those kind of things. We want to be able to influence people there, and how do we do it in an ethical way? So he talks about this idea of reciprocity, which is in essence this: when you do something really lovely for somebody, they want to do something lovely back. We've all experienced that. It's nothing new, it's nothing sneaky, it's nothing manipulative about that. But that's the difference of, if we came to that social media party, I was talking with you a little bit about things, I got to know about you, I offered some solutions about how your life could be better without immediately following up with you should come and see me. That's where those kind of relationships really build there too. So, thinking about community, again on that same point, we get frustrated because our patients come into us and they want their life to be drastically different from visit number one. And at the same time, you know, so many people come to us and say, look, I tried Facebook, I put out an ad there that was a half price initial consultation that didn't work for me. And we're like, yeah, because that's you trying to get well from one visit. It just, it doesn't, it used to work a little bit that way, but it doesn't now. You will be throwing money away and you'll be wasting money if that's what you're doing. If you're about building community, as David was saying, as you're saying there too, then watch what starts to happen. You start to build it up with time, you nurture, you care. And yes, it takes time, okay? And you know what? The savvy practitioners, they're the ones that have that stuff ticking away in the background. They're the ones that will never worry about where their next new patient is going to come from. They're the ones whose retention will be high because they're always in communication constantly from there too. I like that.
It's a great way to think about it. And I also, going on that barbecue analogy, if you walked into a barbecue that was a barbecue for CrossFitters, what do they most likely want to talk about? CrossFit, not chiropractic or dentistry or whatever it is. You know, we need to really speak in your community's language. Those people that you want to have coming in, how do you speak in their language and how do you provide value in their world? Again, it just comes back to that thing, you know, it's not about us, it's about them. If we truly do want to serve, it's about them.
Yeah.
So it was huge.
So number three, one of the questions that we get all the time is it's easy to go into overwhelm. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
LinkedIn.
Like, YouTube, I've got all this. How do I manage all of them all the time? And I know that was a question that you asked and spoke with a lot of, these experts about. I'm interested, what do they think is hot at the moment? Where should people start?
Look, the resounding answer for where should they start is start where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, start with the platform that you are most familiar with. And so if you hang out on Facebook and that's how you share information and events, and that's how you find out about information and events and things that you're interested in, then start with Facebook. Right. You know, if it's LinkedIn that you're on and most familiar with, then start with that. Don't overwhelm yourself. And these experts were saying, just start where you feel most comfortable starting. Yeah, pretty simple concept, but huge for, as you said, not having the overwhelm, because a lot of people do get overwhelmed and therefore don't do anything.
Yeah.
So to start somewhere.
With time, and as you start to get some foundations down, the step from starting with one to then multiplying out to two and leveraging across there, once you've got one going, is really easy, but trying to start with all of them, it's easy for you down the track. If you're doing Facebook and Facebook Live, for you to be able to take that, put that back on your blog, for you then re-upload that up onto YouTube, for you to take that audio, pop that over onto a podcast, which is exactly what we do. But had we tried to start with that to begin with, we would have, in fact, that's what led to you pulling your hair out. That's where we
It was disastrous.
Yeah. So I like that idea of just begin with one, where you're comfortable. Because the truth is, we come back to that idea of community. There's communities on each of these, tens of thousands of people. We don't need tens of thousands of people coming into our practice. If you've got three or four coming in every week, then that is a game changer for us as well. And with time of laying the foundations, that too, then that can certainly be something that that begins. So just choose one you're comfortable with.
Choose the one you're most comfortable with and then work from there.
Yeah.
Get that down pat, have some experience. Once you're getting some great results from that, then as Angus said, getting to the next one is a whole lot easier because a lot of them do overlap and we don't have to reinvent the wheel each time we're doing them. So start where you're comfortable and get that happening and get that working for you and your community and the people that you want to have coming in. Get people to know, like, and trust you on that platform first.
So one of the questions that you asked lots of them too, in terms of do a little Nostradamus, what's coming in the future? What do I want to get a hold of and start to move forwards with now? I'm interesting, where are they seeing social media going? You know, we've got that authenticity and community, choosing a platform. What do I want to be an early adopter in terms of getting onto now if I can?
I think the most consistent answer I got from all the experts was to this question, which was, what's in the future? What's the next trend? Video.
Yeah.
It was all video, whether that be recorded video or live video, but that was the most popular answer I got out of all the questions. So it was use video, use live video, spread your message out there. But again, and it comes back to these other things that we've spoken about, because video builds community faster than anything else. Yeah. Video is the best way for you to put across your authentic message. Video is what the algorithms love. It's what the platforms are pushing. And it's also about what our community is, how our community is digesting information the most. Yeah. So it kind of ticks every single box. And if you've been following us on Edio Media, you know we're big fans of video through our video influence programs. And you just have to look at our blog to find out that we love video and that we love using video. So they all just said, hey,
when you think about authenticity, so, you know, as you're sitting, for those of you that are watching us live now or on replay, you know, you get a real sense of who Tony is, you get a real sense of who I am. And if you were to take that same and just read the transcript, you would miss all of that.
Oh, it sounds stupid, I reckon.
Well, I would. You would, I'm sure, sound incredibly eloquent still. But it we miss a lot of that too, yet we can come in here through a video framework or format there too, and you get to see a whole bunch of personality. So I'm not suggesting that you guys don't build a blog, and you absolutely should be emailing your patients regularly, because, you know, I had someone saying the other day about email, and I actually think we're going to see a spike back up it in some ways there too. There's a level of intimacy about email that when you're on, we very rarely multitask email and stop and check my emails, but when you're on the social media platforms, you are there, you're flicking back and forwards here, you're darting around. The social media platforms tend to have you really, you know, you find yourself in a hole and like, how did I get, now I'm on my 10th cat video. But that idea of, you know, so there are different ways of being able to show that authenticity, and you can build that through the written word, but it's not as easy as it is just through video. You know, and when you think about the two, you know, you might be out there going, oh, I'm too scared to be on video. No. If you can do an initial patient consultation, I'm assuming that you're having consultations with your patients, if you can do that, then you have all the skills necessary for you to run a video. So you sit in front of your video, and all I want you to think about doing is you're talking with that one person. And what would you tell them? You know, they had a question with you about, should I be doing this gluten-free thing or not? Should I bring my kids in for a chiropractor? How often should I come? Like, you answer those questions each and every week to people. Just pretend like you're doing it. And again, don't try and be like Tony or me. Don't try and be like somebody else that's out there. Just be you. So you can, authenticity, when you put under that umbrella, the excuses start to, all of a sudden, start to dissipate more and more.
And the time factor for me, it's like you can do a great video, a live video, some great content in 5 minutes, and it's done. Now, to write down a blog post of the same information, well, speaking for myself, for me, would take me hours. But for me to just, you know, give that information in a video format, again, giving that authenticity, but great content, helpful content, you can do it in 5 minutes and it's done. And it's posted and it's live and it's going across the social media world and putting in front of potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. It's crazy. We've never been able to do this before. We've never been able to put a letterbox drop in the whole of Melbourne or the whole of Australia or wherever you're from. You know, we can now put stuff in front of people in an instant, great content in front of the people that we want to have it in front of as well.
Yeah. So in essence, gang, let's go through them again. Tony spent the last, 2 months interviewing 10 really brilliant social media strategists, experts. Some of them are health practitioners that have got this game nailed with hundreds of thousands of followers themselves. Others, that's their job. You know, they are in social media running these campaigns as well. Four top things that you learned from these?
Well, one was authenticity.
Yes.
Number two was community. Number three was start on the platform that you're most comfortable on.
Yeah.
And then four, use video.
Yeah, use video. So gang, if you want to get access to all of those, so there's 10 hours of video there that you'll kind of get access to as well. You're gonna get complete access to those interviews totally for free. We're gonna air that whole social media summit for free to all you guys on April 28th and April 29th. To register and hold your free spot for that, it's adiomedia.com/social-media-summit. There'll be a link down underneath here that will pop in the show notes for you to get to that as well. If you happen to be listening to this later on and you want to find out how you can get a hold of those, then if you just head to adiomedia.com to our courses, we'll have the recordings that you'll be able to access there for Nick's, or for Almost Nick's. It's a great program. I've certainly listened to a lot of them already there too, and been pretty damn excited about all of it. So, gang, until next time, for those of you, as I knocked that out with a big wave, that's two phones I've knocked over today. Sorry, team. For those of you that have been here with us live today, thank you. Wherever you are in the world listening to the Marketing Your Practice show, keep saving lives. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Later, guys.
Over and out. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.